Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2224, Attack of the Cravings, My Top 5 Preemptive Cheats by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you every single day of the year from some of the best blogs covering health, fitness, nutrition, and more. So with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Attack of the Cravings, My Top 5 Preemptive Cheats by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. It happens to all of us. We get cravings for sweet, salty, fruity, chewy, crunchy, cheesy, whatever it is. And the more we hold out and use every ounce of willpower we can muster to avoid giving in, the more difficult it becomes to think about anything else. For many, they might soon say, F it, and indulge in whatever they've been avoiding and jump off the deep end into a whole package of Oreos. But what about another and better alternative, which is to have something just as satisfying but without going overboard? I call this a preemptive cheat, something that takes away a craving and prevents overindulgences later on, but is more waistline friendly. Eating something preemptively that will satisfy but not completely hijack your fat loss efforts. Granted, for some people, this approach just won't work. Someone may be more likely to either want to abstain completely or eat a whole real piece of cheesecake or slice of New York style pizza instead of half-ing it. But for me, preemptive cheats helps me stay on track throughout the week and avoid a major binge later. I guess this is the definition of moderation. Here are my 5 go-to preemptive cheats that help me stay on track but don't affect my fat loss efforts. 1. Guacamole or avocado. How good are these, right? Yet, when we are dieting, all of a sudden they become off limits. It's too fatty, right? Really? Just because you're eating guacamole doesn't mean you need to be dipping chips into it or eating it as part of a 7-layer cheese dip. Instead, try using half a cup of fresh guacamole as the dressing on a salad, or adding a few slices of an avocado to your salad. Talk about satisfying. Plus, the fat in the avocado takes longer to digest, so you will feel fuller for longer and feel more satisfied. Now, because avocado and therefore guacamole are higher in fat, be sure to keep your portion sizes in check. Half of an avocado at one time is perfect. 2. Nut butters. For some people, they can go way overboard on nuts and nut butters to the point where they are killing a whole jar of peanut butter in a matter of days. This is not the best approach for fat loss. And if you know that this is you, it's probably best to either buy individual packets or keep it to one serving or just bypass them altogether. But for most people, nuts and nut butters are very satiating, meaning a small amount, say one huge spoonful, is all that's needed to feel satisfied. When I was prepping for my first competition, every night I would go into the fridge and pull one huge spoonful of peanut butter, as much as I could fit on the spoon, and that was it. I felt satisfied and it was enough to get me to the next night. I apologized to my trainer, to whom at the time I did not confess this. Still, I use this sometimes when I'm jonesing for something but don't want to go all out. One huge spoonful of peanut butter per day usually does it. Once again, nuts and nut butters are higher in fat, so stick to serving sizes as much as possible. 3. Breakfast meats. Yes, we're talking bacon and sausage. I get happy talking about these. Anyway, anyone who's ever gone out to breakfast with me knows that I always get some form of breakfast meat, whether it's sausage, bacon, turkey bacon, Canadian bacon, or whatever. These satisfy me because though they are not the leanest food choices, they are higher in fat and provide protein, which are recipes for satiety. Don't go overboard, but adding bacon to an omelet or getting a side of sausage links at breakfast a few times a week will not completely derail your efforts, but instead will help you feel satisfied and hopefully help you stay on track. My typical out-to-breakfast meal is an egg white omelet with veggies, a side of asparagus, and a side of link sausage. This makes me feel like I'm in heaven. Plus, I'm not hungry for at least another 4 to 5 hours. Protein and fat will do that to you. 4. Coffee with cream. For those of you who have read my blog for a while, you know that I love cream in my coffee, and it is one of the few indulgences I have on a regular basis. It is my daily ah moment. I might do black coffee pre-workout and then coffee with cream and sweetener with or after breakfast. Cream, such as half and half or better yet, coconut creamer, are just fine as preemptive cheats. If having a tablespoon or two of half and half in your coffee will satisfy and prevent overindulging later on much worse options, then go for it. And 5, sugar-free items. I usually have 1 to 2 sugar-free treats during any normal week if I'm really craving sweet or chocolate, such as a piece of sugar-free chocolate or a small sugar-free frozen yogurt. You will need to watch out for maltol, a sugar alcohol, because too much of it can cause gas, bloating, or other gastrointestinal issues. Once you have one bad experience with maltol, you'll learn to respect it. Keep in mind that these treats, though sugar-free, still contain calories, and sometimes even more calories because they can be higher in fat, which is why keeping this to 1 to 2 times a week is key, not an everyday thing. You just listened to the post titled Attack of the Cravings, My Top 5 Preemptive Cheats by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Jill, actually mentioned one of my favorite go-to snacks when I'm craving something. That heaping spoonful of peanut butter. Sometimes around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I start feeling a little hungry. Maybe I've already had my lunch and I don't want to make myself something like a sandwich, but I'm craving for something that will help keep me satisfied until dinner. Enter a spoonful of peanut butter. And as Jill said in today's article, peanut butter is full of protein, fat, and it even has some fiber. And all of these components help us feel satisfied. And for me, it works every time. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.